Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q Code presents Birds of Empire, created by Jason Liu.
The year is 15,000 CE. The world before is lost. Sometime near the year 2600, humanity all but disappeared from the earth. War, plague, the wrath of nature. The seas came to life and swallowed the towers and machines and weapons of their making. The lights that burned through the night with no flame went dark. And dark was all that was known. The fires came next, then ice, then rebirth. The few survivors wandered alone for thousands of years, adapting to the brutality of the land. Their bodies shaping, senses sharpening to keep them alive. Four tribes emerged from the ashes. The wolves, the rams, the bears, and the birds. The people of New Dakota. This is the tale of the Birds of Empire and the birth of the Dawn Age. Listen now, lest you forget what always was.
With me, your feet on the soil that birthed you. Can you feel it?
Answer me.
Yes, I can feel it.
Now, calmly, tell me what she's doing.
She keeps stepping on my feet and throwing elbows.
Okay.
We didn't plan for that.
Okay.
That hurt.
I have to close the cup, Zach.
I can't hear out of my left ear.
It's fine. You don't need to hear to fight. What else?
Dropping her left hand. I think the fingers are broken. I managed to take a bite out of her shoulder.
Okay, that will be where you focus your strike. Next round is blades. You know how to cut muscle from bone. She knew it from joint. She's meat to a butcher. A calf on your table, nothing more.
I'm gonna send you to the world without a face. And then send your mommy to
cut your head from your spine!
I come and take it, butcher
girl.
Sit
down!
Give me the blade,
Close your
blade now!
Close your eyes! And breathe.
What do you smell?
We don't have time.
What do you smell?
The bodies, dirt, worms, hides, cedar smoke.
Farther.
I can't focus.
You can. What do you smell?
Sage, a mile away. Rabbit brush.
What else? Use your gift. You don't need sight. Just tell me what you smell.
Dead fish on the riverbank.
Come on. Dead how long?
2 hours, maybe three.
Good, good. Now bring it here. Build the world around you. The eyes deceive. Smell. Listen. Feel. What else?
Mother, I smell.
She's with you. What else? What else?
Wait. Is that...
Good. You smell it.
I do.
Tell me what it is.
Fear. I smell her fear.
And what does that mean?
It means she's already dead.
Yes, it does.
Yaffa, get your sister to her mark.
She's ready!
I'll open her up myself.
Give me your hand.
Wolves to your marks! Blades out!
Go with me. Great blood wolf, keep my blade sharp and my enemies cold. It is you I offer my flesh. Is today the day you die?
No, brother.
I can't hear you!
No, brother!
I'll be here when the soil drinks her blood.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too. Now go butcher this cow so we can end this.
Okay.
No!
Fight! Fight!
I can be.
Weeks prior, on the plains of Dakota.
How can I miss again? Great blood wolf, celestial ruler of our great people, guide my spear to its target for once!
Who's there?
You don't account for the wind, sister.
And you don't account for my longing to be away from pests.
Even pests have their rightful place. Termites feed the soil and the birds and turn death into life. Why, just the other day, I was...
What do you want?
Feel the welcoming joy that radiates from my sister like the rays of the sun.
Well, then come closer so you can feel it!
You think me helpless, but... I don't want the tribe to see you bested by a blind boy. They might never let you within the borders again.
Because it would never happen.
Never, never, never. The word so many regrets.
You come all the way out here to talk me into submission with your musings? If yes, then yield. I yield.
A win is a win.
How are you, little brother?
The sun is warm. My lungs are filled with the sweetness of the air.
One day you'll just say, fine, Azera, I'm fine.
Then you'll know I'm not myself, and the gods have traded me for an evil spirit. How goes your training?
Fine. Terrible.
Let me try.
You think you'll do better without eyes than I do with them?
No, I just want to honor you with a toss of my own. Give it here.
So behind in my technique.
You are.
The hunting path, they've been hurling me since they could stand, since their days in the blood den, which
Azera,
I should have.
You have something they don't.
What? The stink of meat forever on me?
Your smell, your instinct. It's like nothing our people have seen.
Useless! It just lets me smell when that bitch Kaya is coming, stinking of the snake leaf she chewed.
Just give me the spear. Let me try.
Here, take it if it will quiet you.
Call to me from the target.
Master Yaffa, the great... doing?
Did I hit it?
My face was right next to it, you bear's ass.
Answer me, Azzy.
Actually, yes. Yes, you got lucky, though.
It's not luck. I use what I can to bend the world to me. I do not grope in the dark, as some believe. My world is rich with sound and slight variations in pressure and even the flashing shades of changing darkness.
Yeah.
I feel anything but blind. In fact, I sometimes feel sorry for those who can't experience the world this way. Bring me the spear. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Now use your gift to paint the world around you. Everything that you smell, let it live all in one moment and build the vision in your imagination.
I smell a riot of things all at once, always. It's too much.
Just let it reveal itself to you.
Sage. Musk. Chokeberries. Bark of all different thickness, wetness. There's a squirrel fur and snake skin.
Let it build around you, and now find the scent of the mark on the tree. Let the sound and smell and the pressure of the wind talk to your muscles. Wind back.
Okay.
One. Two.
Throw!
Open your eyes.
Hey.
Hit it?
I did. Yabba! It's amazing. Perhaps lucky.
No, it was within you. I just guided you to it.
Your pupils are lucky to have you.
That's not as they see it. But thank you, sister.
One day you'll make a great hunter.
If Mother ever allows it.
She will. May the wolf will it. She was looking for you, Mother. That's actually what pranks me to bother you.
What is it she wants?
She keeps that to herself. The queen's right of secrets.
Even from her son?
Especially from her son.
Maybe there's fresh meat for me to butcher. More entrails and offal.
We can only hope. The dryness has kept the herds away.
And if I have to flay another plains rat, I'll cleave my own hand off.
The wolf wills us find our way.
In blood she leads us.
Come. Let me have one more toss before we ride.
Last time was luck. I'll wager.
Luck is a god who has never favored me, sister. Come.
There must be some other trick to it.
Come! Is there anything better than the open plains at dawn?
The open plains at dawn alone.
Sister, your bitterness only shines a beam on your love.
Oh, then I must love you greatly.
You must! To be a wolf is to be a god!
You play like a child.
Say it with me!
You're an ass!
Come on, Isara! To be!
To be a wolf is to be a god!
There she is!
Woo! Careful with that fire. Ooh. Rains have stayed away.
I love the smell of our den. Don't you?
They're tanning hides today, so no.
Describe it to me. What you see.
I haven't time, Yaffa. I need to find Mother.
Please, sister, just as we walk, like when I was a small boy.
Our tents stretch out on the plains beyond the eye's reach, cutting into the cool air and blue of dawn. The hides pulled over the frames. Sturdy as our people. Buffalo skulls and bones adorn the entrances. The mud structures absorb the light, keeping cool our young and the gatherings that feed us when meat runs low. You'd see the young men laboring at the ironworks to make our tools, as is their purpose and place.
Also, to raise the next generation.
Yes! True. Walking next to me, you would see one of the greatest teachers and storytellers that our people have ever known. Master Yaffa.
A title I accept. Tell me more of this master storyteller who walks beside you right now.
He is a young man who fought much suffering and hatred to claim his place in a tribe that looked down on those born as he was. Our people do not suffer weakness in any form.
Thankfully, I was never weak.
Far from it. You've achieved the greatest height a man can achieve among our people, to raise and rear our young, guiding them in our ways and making sure they know their histories, the fables of our spirits, the legends of our great queens and hunters, going back to the first den mother and wolf queen, Hazera the Fang.
For who you are so named.
A great name wasted on a butcher. That's a kill call.
But there was no hunt. Come, let's find out what's the matter.
Jaffa, I have to find Mother.
She's the queen. She'll find you. Come.
Jaffa, slow down. You're likely to trip.
Yeah, if I trip, you'll catch me, no?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Excuse me. Coming through. What's happening? What's everyone cheering for?
It's... them.
Who?
Kaya and Reza. They've returned with the buffalo.
Don't be jealous, Azzy. This means some of us eat.
It's only a calf. It looks like it hasn't fed in days.
Still, it's real meat. Azera, who cares who spears our dinner?
I do. Kaya and Reza have always been cruel to me, going back to our training days in the blood den. If it weren't for their torment, I might
have
become the hunter I was meant to be, or a warrior, or something more than a butcher.
The wolf willed it differently.
That she did.
Wolves! People of the plains! Tonight, we eat! You should have seen Kaya on her mount chasing down this calf, stalking her, running it down like the blood wolf come to life. It was like in the old legends.
Reza does me too kind. I simply would not rest until my people had food. I did my duty as hunting pack leader. You have been hungry for fatted meats, well, here you have it! And soon, we'll bring enough for all to feed.
We need a butcher to flay the skin quickly before the prize spoils. We need to preserve it. Fetch one.
Sister, go
quickly.
On.
No. Let another do it. Linaya, perhaps. She sucks at these bitches' tits anytime she's around them.
Kaya!
Jaffa.
Right here! You have the most skilled butcher our people have ever known standing before your
Jaffa,
eyes.
Jaffa, shut up!
See? We should have smelled you as we always do when you're nearby.
Don't worry, Kaya. Your instincts have always been weak.
Well, so glad you could be here to see what a real warrior returning from a hunt looks like. Closest you're likely to get.
Little Azzy is always stuffed away in her meat tent, cleaning shit and disappointing Queen Mommy.
You better be ready to use that blade if you pull it in the presence of a true hunter.
Do you want this butchered, or do you prefer to sit atop your mount, basking in your own shit like a hog?
You think you're the only butcher? Huh?
I'm the best. You know what? No, bring it to my tent later when I've had my grass milk, and I'll do it.
I'll turn you into grass milk if you don't do your duty to this tribe right now, little butcher girl.
Sister, you're a wolf, not a fish. Don't take the bait.
I do it for the tribe, not for you.
As you wish.
It's cute how the little blind boy tags along like a
pup. Not too blind to feel the ugliness coming off of you like heat from shit.
Ugh. Deal with you later.
You're lucky the queen's favor protects you. Boy.
Get me bowls and water, if anyone can manage that, and a torch. You want me to work, I need my things, so get them and stop talking.
Bring it to her. How did our blood queen bear such bitter fruit?
The queen is weak, so her daughter
hold your
weak.
Tongue or say it to her face and see how bitter your nose tastes when she feeds it to you.
Sad, really. Perhaps it's time for a new queen?
Rumor is she's ill.
Lies from jealous rivals with big mouths. Like the both of you!
Challenge her if you think she's weak. Show this tribe what you have beyond bluster. Call a blood tournament and make your play for the crown. It's open to all our people so long as you get 9 others to join with you.
Perhaps I will.
Fail to summon at least 9, you'll be strapped to the binding post and opened up for all the tribe to see.
I know the rules, butcher. Now, do your work!
Is there much meat?
There's some, but...
But what?
Stop pestering me. I need to... Wait. Turn her over. I'm done here.
No! Hey, get back here! What are you laughing at?
Where are you going?
To clean up.
What's the matter? Job too hard?
This calf was sick. Anyone who eats this meat will die.
What are you talking about?
I can smell the liver in her blood. Also, you didn't just kill her. She's been dead for at least a day, maybe more.
How do you know that?
Nothing smells like carrion, like the stink of old death.
and it's everywhere.
What, are you calling us liars?
I'm not calling you anything, Reza, because you aren't anything. Ask another butcher, she'll tell you the same.
You just try to show up your betters, like a jealous little cow.
She wants to be one of us. We've seen you practicing with your sad little spear you made yourself.
A beautiful dream for an ugly girl. And now lying? Shame.
Go get Linaya. She's a better butcher anyway.
Okay, then. Here. Eat the heart if you don't believe me. Go on! You're the mighty hunter, no? This is the tradition. Go on. Show the tribe how you take the life force into your blood straight from the heart. They don't get to see it. It'll be a treat for them. Don't you want to see Kaya eat the heart of our kill?
Ah! I need the shaman to bless it first.
Ruthless killers don't ask permission, do they? Come on.
I'm not hungry.
Fine. If that appetite comes back, go on. Just take a bite. Just know that it's the last bite of anything you'll ever take.
To choke on your pride! A death befitting of you, Kaya!
Cut your liver out, Azzy!
We'll deal with you later.
Reza, why don't you take a bite? It would be a change from your normal meal of Kaya's ass, you fucking cow.
Zara!
That's all you got, bitch?
Challenge me! You wouldn't last 10 seconds in the fight pit with me!
Let's go, now!
Azzy!
The fight will come
on! Stop!
Enough!
My queen.
Both of you, off the ground. What is this childishness?
Nothing with your time, mother.
My queen.
My queen.
Kaya and Reza dragged in a corpse and they tried to pass it off as a kill. And Azera, well...
Azera helped them save the tribe from bad meat?
Well, yes, my queen.
And it's true that we'll be able to use the skin and the bones and the bladder and the sinews of this animal the wolf has blessed us
with. Yes, my queen. That's what we wanted.
Thank my daughter for saving your life from your mistake.
Thank you, Azera.
So, there doesn't seem to be much of a problem. Except time wasted.
Yes, my queen.
Bring the corpse to Azera's tent. She'll break it down with the tanner.
Bring it to Linaya. I'm done with this ever.
Bend a knee.
Mother, please.
Queen. I am your queen first, Azera, and you will address me as such. Now, bend a knee.
Yes, my queen.
Why are you two just looking at me like drowning gophers? Go! Get this rotten meat out of my sight. And if you two ever try to pass off find as a kill again, you'll be stripped of your titles and spend a cycle on the binding post. Is that clear?
Yes, my queen.
Good. People of the grass, descendants of the great blood wolf, give thanks to the sun and the warmth she gives us on this day. The wolf gifts our people with her fighting spirit, her ferocity, her nose for the kill, but it mustn't burn against each other. We must harness it wisely. Our enemies lie beyond that tree line. The bears have stopped up the river to a trickle, choking our people in the dust of the plains, trapping our game so we squabble over rats and mice, clutch at our throats. To the north, the rams build new settlements on our holy land, thinking the dryness has left us bitter and divided. Has it?
No, no,
are we never. Divided?
No, never.
We are united as the greatest warriors Dakota has ever seen, and we fear no one. Even the birds. People of the sky who look ever down upon us right now. There, you can see them above, spying, watching. But we fear no one, and no one must think we fear each other. It's true, the buffalo are long overdue, but I have faith in our scouts that the hunt will fall to us soon. We will eat, I promise. But we must stay ready. Wolves are the greatest people, the first terror of Dakota, and the masters of this land. We will haunt it with blood and spears until they hang our heads on pikes. Now, go to your duties and make proud your people. Build, forge, gather, ready yourselves. The shaman speaks of darker days on the horizon. We will need our strength to fight for what the wolf grants us.
Why? Why must you use me as some excuse to make a speech to our people?
You think I like dressing you down in front of the tribe?
I think you do.
Then you don't truly know my heart.
So stand up for me, be my mother when I need you, instead of making an example of me, humiliating me in front of everyone.
You know nothing of what it is to be a mother or a queen.
And yet I know what it feels like to be failed by both.
Sister, please. She has to lead in order
to... Who asked you, Yaffa? Why are you even here? Don't you have cubs to tell useless stories to so they can grow up to be as useless and blind to the world as you are?
Actually, you're right. My pupils will be gathered now awaiting me. I'll take my leave of you. Gladly. My queen?
Yaffa, wait.
Don't.
Let him go.
May I be excused.
Sit.
Mother, I don't need...
You need a great deal. Starting first with respect.
I've done nothing but respect things my whole life!
Is that so?
Respect the elders. Respect the traditions. Respect the path you chose for me. A lowly butcher.
Butchers are sacred among our people.
I don't feel sacred. I feel humiliated. I feel like a girl surrounded by death and the stink of blood and shit and meat.
The wolf chooses our path.
Bullshit! Just. Let me hunt. I can do it. I never got a fair chance. After Gaia died, I wasn't myself for so long. I couldn't focus on anything but the burn of grief. But it's been years, and I know that the hunt is my calling, and if you'd only let me show you!
Your calling is what I say it is, Azera.
Why won't you let me do this?
Because I am your mother and I know what's best for you.
How is my misery what's best for me? I don't need you to protect me anymore.
I was a hunter.
I know
those girls are ruthless. It's not just hunting. It's a
you
life
don't think I can handle those bitches?
They'll cut your throat while you're not looking and our ways would let them.
They wouldn't.
I did. Queen Ilara. She favored me after watching me fight a wild dog to the death. She inducted me into the hunting pack. Too young. I had only started my time in the blood den. I was wild, cocky. The fight wolf was still beating lessons into me. I wasn't formed. My teeth just newly sharpened to points. But the queen insisted I join the pack, and it made me feel I could take on anything. Anyone. But I was wrong. Those girls tortured me in ways that would have made the warriors of the Crow Age blush for shame.
Mother.
I tell our people that I cut my breast off to be more fierce with the bow. But it's a lie. It was decided for me by a hunter in the pack. Her name was Zakari. Tall as an oak, she hated me from sight. And one day, she decided to act on that hate. Zakari tied me to a tree and cut off the buds of my chest, leaving me to die.
Mother.
I broke my wrist to get free and waited till nightfall to sneak into her tent. In the morning, the shaman found me in the chanting place with Zakari's severed head in my lap, wearing her skin. I drank her blood for strength, chewed her heart. I felt her soul moving in my body. I felt that girl, the one who was too young. I felt her die so a hunter and later a queen could be born.
You never told me.
My wounds healed and no one ever again challenged me. Pack laws protected me from exile. I rose to Alpha and later... When the queen was weak, I called a blood tournament. She had many enemies, so 20 warriors entered. Vicious warriors, some of them wanting a chance to avenge Zakari. I battered my way to the death match, killing an old warrior named Kanal. The queen saw her end in my eyes and chose exile rather than risk her life to keep her crown. Is this the path you want for yourself, my daughter?
I just want more. There has to be more.
I'm your mother, and I'm protecting what I see, not snuffing it out. Even if it sometimes feels that way.
Yes. My queen.
Are you all right? Let me...
I'm fine! I'm fine.
What does the healer say?
No. Nothing if she wants to see another sunrise. Wolf of heaven, coughing blood into my hand like a wounded pup.
You needn't keep it from our people.
Our people don't suffer weakness, and certainly not in their queen. Why should they?
This looks like strength to me.
You're different, my girl. Born of some other clay.
I am my mother's daughter.
Too true. The moment they knew the Windworld was calling me, my reign would be over, and this moment is too important for our people.
What do you mean?
Come to council tonight. I'll show you.
Is that why you were looking for me earlier?
Yes. I want you there for this moment. It may change the course of our people.
I'll be there.
And Isera, keep your right hand up when you fight. You drop it too easily, and it gives these bitches an opening.
I will.
Kaya, like it or not, she may be our next queen. I can't protect you from her forever.
You won't have to.
Of course. Until tonight.
Let me tell you of a great and mighty people, the wolves. Deep in the black of silence, in the early days of time, the four beasts roamed an empty landscape. The birds. The rams. The bears. And the mighty, sleepless blood wolf. Through the plains, the mighty wolf stalked its prey with claws of steel and a mouthful of blades. The earth then was part fire, and huge billows of smoke towered into the sky. The four beasts would meet upon the plains and clash in combat. From their blood were born the first people, beings of great wonder and ancient magic, but forgetful, arrogant. They forgot the beasts that bore them, scarred the land that fed them, forgot that they too were animals. They built structures to their false gods, then made gods of themselves, claimed to be bringers of death and life. A great battle consumed them, and fires and floods and ice and a sickness that felled all but a few. The first people bled into the earth, returning from whence they came. All was still in the land for thousands of years. As the earth healed, the four beasts returned. This time with mouths of ashes, with the blood of the first people, with the bones of their follies, they made the four great tribes in the likeness of the first people. The mightiest of them all was our tribe, the wolves. People of the grass who dwell on the plains, descendants of the sleepless blood wolf. Hunters of unmatched skill, faster than a stag, we stare into the sun without blinking and birth the most vicious warriors of the land. We are unchallenged rulers of the plains that spread across the vastness of Dakota, and so too shall we always be. And you. You are the future warriors and tanners and scouts and fire masters. I can help you see our past and great future ahead. The old stories will make us new. The Plague of the Mountains. The Lady of Red River. The Green War. The Queens going back to our very first. As there were the... And look who's arrived to share her trade with us.
Yaffa.
Azera of this day. Come, Sacred Butcher, do you have meat to show us?
No, Master Yaffa, I come to beg forgiveness.
Ah, forgiveness is what she seeks. Well, what is she willing to do for this forgiveness?
Yaffa, please.
I believe she says she would beg. Would you like to hear that?
Master Yaffa, will you please forgive your hot-tempered sister?
I will consider it.
Are we done?
Yes, go. You're not my problem anymore. Next moon, we'll be learning about... forget it. You don't care.
I'm sorry, brother.
So I hear.
I mean it.
Mother brings it out in you. I should be used to it by now.
Aye, she does, but I didn't mean to...
Come here. What will become of us?
Not much, I fear.
Careful what you wish for, sister. The Blood Wolf teaches the stubborn with hardship and pain.
Then I must be her favorite student.
Come. I'm meant to help you saw to dig. There's word that some water bubbled up through the ground.
The ground?
Yes. Out where we forage. It sounds strange, but...
Water from any direction would be a blessing. The dry season has never stayed this long.
We'll find a way. Thirst won't be the undoing of the mighty wolves. That much I know.
Mother asked me to the Den of Souls tonight to hear the elders speak. She doesn't seem herself.
She has many selves. It's how she's remained queen for so long. Won 3 blood tournaments. Young men after me will tell her story with awe. And cubs will scarcely believe a woman so fierce ever lived.
And who will follow her, I wonder?
That is for Mother and the Shaman to decide when the time is right. Or the wolf, if a tournament is called. Sounds like you're thinking of making a play for the Blood Crown, perhaps. Queen Azera, the Grumpy!
I'd sooner spend a life expunging the ship from buffalo intestines.
Better you than I.
Go without me to your puddle. I need to pray.
I'll be without my eyes and my heart if you leave me to it.
You'll manage. Just watch your back. Kaya and Reza, they're up to something.
I can handle myself, sister.
I know you can.
Sister, tell Gaia that... Tell her hello.
I will. Mighty Blood Wolf, to you I offer my blood and spirit, and to you I shall return in the wind world when my purpose is fulfilled upon your plane. I ask now your permission to speak to one who lives across the divide in the clutch of your jaws. You carry her now as you did when she was among us. My sister, Gaia, it is to her I now speak. Sister, I thought much of you today, as it was near this day that I first lost you. I worried. I feel that you are now drifting farther and farther away. Today, when they taunted me and came for me. Normally, in those moments, I can feel you just at my shoulder, just as we were in the womb. Usually, I can feel your forehead on mine, as we did when hiding from everyone. But now it's so faint. In my dreams, I've been reliving your death as if it is happening again and again. I keep going over it. I fell ill when I woke. They said your horse had been taken by an evil spirit and that you'd fallen, that it was quick, but... I never felt ill like that, and you
your horse was bonded to you, like... It was as if some evil had come across the plains, eclipsed the sun, like I walked through to some other world and I've remained here ever since, a world where you're buried beneath the earth and I am always alone, wanting to show you I can't be good enough, brave enough, fierce enough for the both of us. I'm tired. I feel like something is coming. Some evil. I can't explain it. And if you were here, I wouldn't have to. You'd just look at me and know. But instead, it's just this fucking emptiness, this yawning darkness staring back at me every day, and I can't bear it anymore, Gaia. So, send me a sign. A sign from your world that tells me that this one means something, that I mean something, that I am meant for something. When we were children, you'd always lead the way to breakfast, to the blood den along the path, to the dead lakes where we'd eat our stolen hibiscus syrup and scream till we were hoarse. I need... Gaia, I need you to show me that path again. So that I don't follow down yours. I love you, sister. May you walk in wind and the blood of the ancient.
Elders, I welcome you in the name of the Great Wolf. Thank you for gathering on this night.
Blood keep the queen.
And may the wolf keep you. Sit.
Why does Azera sit among us?
My daughter is here at my urging to learn our ways.
She's a butcher, not anointed to discuss the ways of the gods and elders and the business of our people. She should not be here.
My daughter's presence bothers you, Riel?
I strive to keep the traditions. Is that not what keeps us great?
I keep us great. I have kept our band of thousands thriving in the dust of drought with enemies pressing in on all sides, so I will share our business with whoever I see fit.
Mother, I don't...
Sit down. Shaman, anoint Azera into the Den of Souls.
Azera of Nara, give me your hand.
Yes, Shaman.
Does your blood run the color of a sunrise? Deep into rivers? High into the tall grass of the plains?
Yes, Shaman.
Are you now and evermore of the wolf tribe of Dakota? And will your heart wither under this soil as you move into the next life? Crow's eyes?
Yes, Shaman.
The fang of the wolf now takes your blood. Drink of your own blood as the wolf would, and hear her holy business among her people and our queen.
Thank you, Shaman.
There. Are you satisfied the traditions are upheld, Riel?
Yes, my queen. I never meant to offend.
Rise.
My queen.
Bring it in. Behold, our future.
It's a wooden chest.
That's the mark of the rams upon it.
Open it.
Are these bits of metal?
They're just small circles. Trinkets like on a necklace or a war spear.
It's some kind of new metal we've never known. Not iron, as our tools and weapons are made of. This shines like water and is softer.
How did we come upon it?
Zen and her raiding party captured it from a group of rams.
We came upon them as they made for the Green Trail.
The sun was high, and it was clear many of them had never seen battle or swung an axe against anything more than a tree. They stunk of fear as we gutted them without ceremony.
The wolf keep you, Zen. Our people will thank you. Come, let me carve a mark into your arm.
May the wolf protect you, my queen.
And also you. Rise. Sup with your warriors. You're as brave as the wolf is fierce. Go.
Yes, my queen.
It's called silver. Some new form of barter that begun between the rams and the bears. This chest was on its way to Greenpalm.
What business is this of ours?
A new system of trade is being forged between our enemies that leaves us out.
Why leave us out?
Because we have nothing they want. We used to feed Dakota with the finest of meats in exchange for metals and tools from the rams, and elixirs and crops from the bears, but the dryness has left us with nothing to offer. But now...
now we remind them of who we are, and what falls to those who ignore our strength.
Yes. And now we have something that they both value. That is our business. Leverage.
The rams will see this as an act of war.
Let them. They build their settlements on the edges of our land. Let's remind them of what we are.
Are we prepared for war?
Aaron and the Stone Council will sue for peace and negotiate terms as he always has. His people faint at the sight of blood. We'll tell him that it was regrettable. Offer back half the silver for some tools, and then, while I have his ear, we'll move their lowlanders off the plains.
You speak as if you're in the mind of the very man. What if he...
Get up, Riel. The people of this land must fear us first, or we have nothing. Just as the moment you stop fearing me, you'll stab me in my back. Do you fear me?
Yes. My queen.
As you should. As all of the tribes of Dakota should fear us. From the birds in the sky to the bears in the green expanse. The rams simply want to be left alone with their toys and wheels and contraptions and trinkets. The age when they were warriors is long past. Our scouting party was outnumbered, and they were no match. We do not allow our enemies to shape us, but act to shape them.
There is rumor that Aaron's son calls for war, that he longs for their warrior days.
Their warrior days were marked by blood and failure. We are the true warriors of the Dakota.
What says the shaman?
Shaman.
A distant wing! A distant horn! The gathering storm grows inside her belly! Death from below. The water black with the skin of the ancients, black with the eyes of the dead, the glint, the poison. There is danger in the gambit, as there is danger in the edges of the night each time we sleep. But the queen is wise not to give in to an urge to cower with our hides facing the opening.
No one wants us to cower. Just not ride into a war when we're starving.
Let the shaman speak.
A war different than any we have known is coming. The old prophecies will come to pass. We must prepare. We must prepare our blades and... the very ground threatens to open. A new death, a new world, a seed is growing in the mountains, and with it, a new light.
You see, the shaman herself speaks of the importance of the mountains and the battle that may come.
We will follow you, my queen.
Could it be so?
That's the call to the hunt.
Wolves, light the fires. The hunt is upon us. Come, we must ready the packs. Get your blades ready. Tonight, we eat.
Yes, Mother.
We need to get you to the packs. They'll want to hear from their queen before setting out.
You see, Azera, the best days of our people are ahead. The wolf smiles upon us.
Yes, Mother.
My queen.
The call is from the west. That means the bears weren't able to have it them first.
Your horse, my
queen. Azera, I'll see you in the morning. We'll share the best meat and a cup of fresh blood.
I'll make ready my blade. Your horse.
She's here. But why is... No.
Yes, brother.
Sister, no. No. What do you... No.
Hunters, you stand before your queen and the spirit of the great wolf whose blood runs through us all. Do you feel it? You are the fiercest of our people. I was once one of you. You must be the animal you are hunting. You must die its death along with it. Feel its life kicking and wailing out of its body as you plunge in the spear. Cut out the heart. Our people are hungry. There hasn't been a hunt in months, and we need to feast! Will you end your people's suffering?
We will! We will!
The scouts say the herd is thin, but fast and ferocious. They are desperate, thirsty, and mean. They'll be fighting hard. They've grown clever and wily in their desperation. Last hunt, we lost good warriors to goring and stampedes. But if you find and kill the Alpha, chaos will run through the herd and they'll be easy killing. Anyone who brings me the head of the Alpha, I'll make a rich reward of their labor. You are the daughters of death, the killers of the plains. No person shall know fear until they stand before us. You're ready. Use the cloak of night and make your people proud! Hunt! Ha! They must not feel us coming. We hide using the rhythm of their stampede. Shift your step. Now! We eat tonight, girls.
Isn't it amazing to feel the hunt in the air?
I can't believe I'm out here with you. If they catch us out here, Kaya can slit our throats. The elders forbid non-hunters
Let
from even
try.
Getting...
I'm sick of living just to live. I want to live.
There hasn't been a night hunt since I've been alive. They're not the
Perfect
same.
Perfect for a blind boy and a girl who rides by your nose.
The moon is barely a sliver. It'll take a lot to even find the Alpha, let alone kill her.
It'll take all we have.
Maybe even our last breath.
So be it. And with that last breath, I'll say, I am Azera, god of the hunt, and all shall know me.
Birds of Empire stars Bianca Norwood as Azera, Gwendolyn Briley Strand as The Keeper, Meg DeLacy as Reza, Andrew Liner as Yaffa, Heidi Kwan as Kaya, Michelle Bonilla as Nara, Candace Edmondson as Rael, with additional performances by Carolina Hoyos, Chris Watkins, Mashari Bain, Sharon Muthu. Written and directed by Jason Liu. Executive produced by Jason Liu, Rob Herding, Sandra Yi Ling, Michelle Zarati, and Shenyan Hiyu. Co-executive producer Bianca Norwood. Story consultant Quinn Perry. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson and Matthew Carcenti. Music editor David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and David Tadashore. Edited by Neely Oftering. Additional editor Jeffrey Fettig. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer Randy Torres. Foley by Dan O'Connell, One Step Up. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Additional mixer Alex Chuck. Casting director Chrissy Fiorelli. Assistant Director Kelsey Adams. Script Supervisor Beth Ann Morgan. Production Coordinator Tom Breck. Head Production Assistant Alex Buda. Production Assistant Cesar Chavez. Post Coordinator Emma Jacobson. Production Legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production Accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Birds of Empire is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2022 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.